Risks and Rewards for the Kurdish People. This is Mimnosen commentary for the Maoist Internationalist Movement. The Kurdish people are now in a popular uprising against Saddam Hussein's dictatorship, said a U.S. spokesperson for the Kurdish Democratic Party, or KDP, in an interview with Mimnotes. Even as American forces rolled over Kuwait and southern Iraq, the Kurdish resistance in the north, in Iraqi Kurdistan, went on the offensive. Iraqi Kurds are exerting themselves with more power than they have in recent history. The Iraqi Kurdistan Front, which includes a number of groups, including the KDP and the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, has claimed major gains in the post-war aftermath. As the United States watches uneasily, its role not yet publicly clear, Iraqi Kurds have apparently aligned themselves with Shia organizations who are fighting the ruling Iraqi Ba'ath Party in the south. The people of Kurdistan, non-Arabs who maintain their own language and culture, are mostly divided between the arbitrary borders of the USSR, Syria, Turkey, Iran, and Iraq. They live in greatest numbers in Turkey and Iran, but roughly 4 million live in Iraq. The rulers of each of these countries, in order to maintain their territories against the wishes of Kurds fighting for national rights, have suppressed and denied Kurdish culture. In Turkey, they are called Mountain Turks, and their language is strictly forbidden. In Iran, the dominant Persian language is taught in schools, required by law. Kurdistan is mostly mountainous and remote, and remains among the most underdeveloped areas of the region. But in Iraq, Kurds live in crucial oil production areas, and on the land through which the Iraqi-Turkish pipeline passes. In this context, the Ba'ath Party has taken extreme measures to suppress the Kurdish independence movement. This repression includes not only the well-publicized but quickly forgotten poison gas attacks in 1988 and 89, but also the forced relocation into southern settlements of tens of thousands of Iraqi Kurds. Divided by national borders, effectively banned by the governments who rule their lands, subjected to harsh repression and violence, the people of Kurdistan have fought back. Guerrilla movements in Turkey, Iran, and Iraq have met brutal resistance, even as they have been manipulated by competing imperialist-backed governments. Thus, even as Iran crushed the movements of Kurds within its borders, it lent clandestine support to Kurdish guerrillas in Iraq to aid its cause in the Iran-Iraq War. Syria has likewise aided the Kurdish guerrilla movement in Turkey, and so on. In Turkey, Iran, and Iraq, Kurdish demands are similar: democratic national governments with regional Kurdish autonomy. But alliances which strengthen neighboring governments in the cause of autonomy for some Kurds are of dubious long-term advantage. After a meeting between Turkish officials and Iraqi Kurds, the possibility of an alliance between Iraqi Kurds and Turkey against Iraq appears significant. Keeping a close eye on events is the United States itself, which is surely not prepared to travel thousands of miles for a war only to see national independence movements succeed and popular governments rule. The American troops show no sign of leaving in any significant numbers. With the immediate threat of U.S. military action and the new powerlessness of Iraq itself to stop the intervention of other countries, there are both new opportunities and big risks for the Kurdish movements. Repetitions of false alliances is a very real risk. The deals and alliances forged between regional powers and the people of Kurdistan in the last 60 years have so far always been quickly forgotten once the Kurds were no longer useful. And deals with the United States or its regional client states, including Turkey and now possibly Iran, will most likely produce nothing better for the people of Kurdistan in the future. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106-3576, or write to this station.